essential part of our well-being is related to our self-image. Knowing that we are valued and loved makes an enormous difference in our outlook on life and others around us. Today, Edmund Speaker is back with us, and he'll be speaking to the question, how much are you worth? Welcome, Edmund, and please once again share with us what is on your heart.
Thanks, Scott. This matter about our worth certainly has to do with the condition of our heart. Today, I would like to be a witness and tell about a lesson Marlee and I learned in a moment of pain and suffering when we had forgotten the fact that we are loved and cared for by our Heavenly Father. It happened about 6 months after our youngest son, Fabio, had been killed in a tragic accident. The days were difficult. We were still in deep mourning, and on top of this, Marlee had injured herself, and I had started in a new ministry. There was deep pain, sickness, and financial insecurities as well. The losses just seemed too many. We felt emotionally drained and were wondering how to cope. Why was the Lord silent to our prayers and didn't send relief? And then something out of the ordinary happened. Something so very little, nevertheless so sweet and so significant. A little singing bird called Wren started building a nest right in front of our entrance door in Marlee's houseplant she had just put aside to catch sunshine for a few days. It was really amazing that this little bird would do that so close to our front door.
Right.
We literally had to watch our steps in order not to touch the plant as we were coming and going. And what a gigantic effort it was for that little bird to build its nest. We watched with admiration through the window as it was carrying twigs twice its own size and then bent them into place. When the nest was ready, closed on the top with a hole big enough for the bird to go and come, it looked to us like an architectural wonder. The day Marlee discovered the first two little eggs in the nest, the object lesson seemed so obvious. The Lord was reminding her of Matthew 6:26, a Bible verse she had put to music for her children's program many years earlier while we were still in Brazil. He seemed to be saying, "Why are you anxious? Are you not worth much more than the birds?"
Well, Edmund, this is really a neat story, but you're mentioning it seems to be that Marlee noticed it the most. But what about you? How did you understand and experience this event as having to do with, I guess, your own self-worth?
Well, Scott, my dame came actually after Marlee had left days later for meetings in another city. The morning I checked the nest and there were now five little eggs. It's hard to describe how that touched me.
Yeah.
The number five represent our nuclear family. There was Marlee and I, our three children. And it seemed as if the Lord was saying to me, Edmund, you all continue under my watch care.
Right.
Even Fabio, who is no longer with us, is safe with me and well in heaven. I remember how I got all soaked up as I was thanking the Lord for reminding me that He is a loving Father to all of His children. Actually, that is exactly the message of Matthew 6:26. Look at the birds of the air, that they do not sow, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not worth much more than they? I think there's something about the act of looking, observing. The Lord knows that we are slow learners. He gave to Marlee and I the chance to be looking at that little bird for weeks as it was brooding over those five eggs. And what amazed us was that the little bird seemed to know us. When we would leave the house or come back, it would continue sitting there and watch through the opening in the nest. But if strangers came, it would be gone in no time. And then what a joy it was when the nest became alive with five hungry birdies. Through the window in the door, we could observe mother or father bird busy with filling the open beaks.
Right.
It was weeks later, though, on a Sunday, when the last little bird left the nest around noontime. Marlee and I had heard that morning a message from God's faithfulness in the midst of trials. The speaker reminded us that God is like a rock who offers refuge and gives a solid ground to stand on. He also referred to words in the Bible where Moses mentioned the fact that God fed his people with honey from the rock as they wandered through the desert. He mentioned how suffering is used by God to reveal his character and to draw us closer to him. A reminder of God's promise in the Bible, "For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for good and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." He said, we have an option when we go through suffering. We can either become bitter or better, sweeter or sour.
Right.
It all depends if we concentrate on the pain or trust and release our pain into the hands of God who loves us and who has the best in store for us, even when we cannot understand him. That message spoke to our hearts. I actually took a picture when the last bird climbed out of the nest that day. It was rather clumsy at first and sat there while it let the sun dry its wet feathers. But then when I looked later again, it was gone. The nest was empty and none of the birds ever returned to it. Actually, after a while, it simply disintegrated. But the next morning, after the last bird had flown away, that will stay forever in my memory. A lesson that really concluded that whole story in an amazing way. The sun was shining when I left the house, and I heard with admiration the beautiful singing of the birds in the surrounding trees. And I had the distinct impression that their voices were so clear and beautiful as I had never heard them before. I thought there are five more birds that have left our nest to join that choir.
So, Edmund, what then is the final lesson?
Well, Scott, I felt like my heart singing along. Our God cares about the birds. And we had seen with our own eyes for weeks how he created everything so perfectly. This gracious God is our Father. And he cares much more for us than he cares for the birds. That is what the Bible says. We are his very own children because of our faith in Jesus. In him, God paid the highest price ever for our redemption, and the Bible assures us, he who did not spare his own son, but delivered him for us all, how will he not also with him freely give us all things? Therefore, I want to be praising the Lord as long as I live, and in spite of whatever the circumstances. For I am precious in his sight, and his plans are perfect, and come from a father's heart that cares and values me very, very much.
Well, Edmund, thank you very much. And thank you for once again sharing with us just how special we are. Each one of us are special to God. And I know that there are times and there you may be listening right now and thinking that you're not special, but please do remember that God loves you and that he loves you as no one on this earth ever can. If you know the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior and Lord, I really hope you're encouraged by having been reminded through today's program of your worth in God's eyes.
This feature is a presentation of MemberCare Media. Thanks for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of MemberCare Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.